News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is to operate the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawny for 3 months to save over 95,000 tons of cane. Speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Sumuda said the move is to ensure processing of the current cane crop and to rescue the sugar sector in the parish. The Trelawny factory is owned by Everglades Farms Limited, EFL.
The principals of Everglades has indicated that they are in no position to start up the factory due to their financial position and are prepared to allow the government of Jamaica to start up and operate the factory for 3 months to take off the cane in Trelawny.
Minister Sumuda says government, through the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings and EFL, has been working out the details of the arrangement. In the meantime, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Sumuda says Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company has indicated that it will not be able to operate the Money Musk factory in Clarendon next year. Mr. Sumuda says the company has cited challenges including high operating costs due to irrigation fuel by the Jamaica Public Service, low productivity, widespread theft and low cane supply.
Pan-Caribbean has therefore indicated that it wishes to hand over the cane growing operations to independent farmers starting immediately and the factory to the government of Jamaica for operation next year. We are therefore intensifying our consultations with cane farmers, the principals of Pan-Caribbean and all the necessary stakeholders to devise a workable plan for the consideration of the cabinet to keep Money Musk working.
The agriculture minister says Pan-Caribbean will, in the meantime, continue to work with the government to generate new revenue streams in partnership with other investors to resume operations of the Money Musk factory in 2018. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has rolled out Operation Tidal Wave following the culmination of the three-year crime-fighting strategy Operation Resilience on March 18. Head of the operations portfolio in the JCF, Deputy Commissioner of Police Clifford Blake, says Operation Tidal Wave will see an increase in policing activities across the island for the next 3 months.
It is intensification of the Operation Resilience program, which we had started, which basically has to do with dominating more public space going after criminality.
The crime-fighting initiative will see an increase in community policing activities and road policing to include the number of vehicular checkpoints, as well as police presence in town centers, markets, shopping malls, and plazas. Focus will be placed on areas frequented by tourists, places of entertainment, hotspot zones, fishing villages, and farming communities, especially those impacted by predial larceny. And China Harbor Communication Construction Company is to establish a regional headquarters in Jamaica. The organization, which through its subsidiary China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, constructed a north-south leg of Highway 2000, will build the headquarters in New Kingston. Construction is set to start later this year. Vice President of China Communications, Zhang Ziyu, says the decision to construct the headquarters in Jamaica is a signal of the company's intention to have a major impact on both the country and the region.
We promise that we will increase and accelerate the investment in Jamaica to benefit the country and the people. Long live the friendship of China and Jamaica.
Mr. Sun notes the building of the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was the first overseas investment for China Communication and its subsidiary CHEC using its build-operate-transfer BOT model. He describes the project as a major milestone, noting that it will be used as a prototype for the rest of the Caribbean. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.